We're middle of Simon Reish Yud Ches, we're up to Siv Dalet. So the Mechaber, Haroyim Mokim Shenas and Neis LiYochid. So Yochid doesn't mean Dafke. Yochid, like we saw previously, Yochid means that it was less than Royiv of Klal Yisrael. Ein Mevorach. Till now we saw that a nest that happened to Royiv Klal Yisrael, whoever passes that Mokim says, Baruch Shosan Nisim LaVisein B'Mokim Azeh. But if it was a nest, Shenas LiYochid, less than Royiv of Klal Yisrael, then you don't make this Bracha. However, Avalhu Atzmoy, the person to whom the nes happened to, he has his own chiyuv to make a bracha. He mevarach she'asu li nes b'makom hazeh. When does he make this bracha? Zok the Mishnah Brura, when he comes there the first time after the nes happened. At the time of the nes, he doesn't make a bracha she'asu nisim, because there is a special birchas hagoyim like we'll get to. But the first time he comes to that place where the nes happened afterwards, he makes this bracha, baruch she'asu, again a baruch Hashem, malchus she'asu li nes b'makom hazeh. The next few times, he only makes it once in 30 days, like we saw before, because within 30 days, it's considered the same riyah, so mainly he only makes it in 30-day intervals. However, the question is, the first time that he arrives there after the nes, if he arrives there within 30 days of the nes, does he make a bracha or not? The pashtus mashmoyis in the mishabur is yes, because the lashon mishabur is, Aval hu atzmai haynu kishachayziru magiyah sham achar shakar layam nes. He makes the bracha. Ubipam yishayne ve'eilech einim mevarach, unless it's 30 days. It's mashma that the first time could be within 30 days too. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he learns nishtaza. He says that even the first time, you don't make a bracha if it's within 30 days from the zman ha'nes. Zok to Mechaber Vayter, that a personal nes, not only does the Baal ha'nes make a bracha, v'chol yoytzi yireichai gam kein mevarachin she'osan nes la'ovi b'mokam hazeh. All his children in Einiklich also have to make a bracha when they come to that place. Baruch she'asa nes la'avi b'makom hazeh. Now, there's a shaila in the Poskim, two shailas. One shaila is this bracha that the descendants make, is it dafke children in Einiklich, or even after Einiklich, or Einiklich and weiter? That's one shaila. And the other shaila is, which children make this bracha? Is it dafke children that were born after the nes happened, or even before, because the ones that were born after the nes happened, so the nes pertains to them too, because if not for their grandfather being saved, they wouldn't have been born. But those who are alive before the nes, so that nes didn't really affect them. So these are two shailas in the Poskim. Mishabur brings down the halacha, he quotes the Eli Rabbe, that a son and a grandson have to make a bracha regardless whether they were born prior to the nes or after the nes. And the reason is, he says, Mishum Kvayd Aviyim. In other words, even though they didn't benefit from the Nes if they were born beforehand, but there's a Chiv Kibed Av and a son and a grandson, so Melatz Kvayd Aviyim, they make the bracha. But from the grandson and on, a great-grandson, V'chulu, they don't make a bracha unless they personally benefited from the Nes, meaning they were born after the Nes happened. So Mela, if not for the Nes, they wouldn't have been born. Actually, not if they were born after. Them being born after doesn't help. It means that their grandparents, who they stam from, were, in other words, their descendants from this Baal HaNes from after the Nes. The fact that they're born after the Nes makes no difference. If let's say, if the great-grandson's grandfather was born prior to the Nes, so the Nes didn't help them. But as long as they're descendants from people who were born after the Nes, only then do they make a bracha. But if they were from before the Nes, then after a grandchild, they don't make this bracha. The Lashon HaBracha Baruch She'asa Li Nes La'avi B'Makom Hazeh, that's talking about when we're talking about a son, not an einikel. And if there were two sons there at the same time, Zok Shaar Tzion, they say She'asa Nes La'avinu. B'negeya einikel, he says She'asa Nes La'avoysai or La'avi'abe, or the Shaar Tzion brings a Nusach L'zakeini. And if there's two einikelich, they say Baruch She'asa Nisim La'avoysainu. Zog de Be'alacha, that the same din applies if a nes happened to your mother or your grandmother. You say, Baruch She'asa Nes Le'imi, or Le'im Imi, the same halachas that apply by a father apply to a mother. But other than children and Einiklich, nobody else is allowed to make a bracha on the nes of another person. Even a husband on his wife, or a wife on the husband, they don't make a bracha. And even a father about a son also doesn't make a bracha, Baruch She'asa Nes Le'imi B'makom Hazeh. It's a bezunder bracha that descendants make on their parents and grandparents. Sif Hey, Zog the Mechaber Mishinasud Loi Nisim Harbe. We're talking about a Yochid who many Nisim happened to him in different places. When he reaches any one of these places where a nes happened to him, and he makes the bracha she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh, it's not enough to say she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh. Tzorich lahazkir kol shar ha'mekoymes. He has to mention all the other mekoymes that he was oichet nesim. V'yichlo kulon b'bracha achas. He doesn't make a separate bracha. He says baruch there's a shad in the poskim. Most poskim say that he says baruch she'osli nes b'loshen yochid. Baruch she'osli nes b'mokam zeh u'b'mokam pleini b'mokam pleini. There is a sheet of the Raivan that says you say loshen rabim baruch she'osli nesim. However, the din over here that we're saying that you're supposed to be koil the shar mekoymes, that's dafke a yochid who's making a brach on his personal nes, but a rabbin that's making, let's say, the nes of kriyas yams of chedayme, so there you don't have to mention all the nisim that happened to klal yisrael. It's a bezunder din on a yochid, and Magavram says that even benegei a yochid, it's dafke the yochid himself and not his children and eniklich. Even though we saw before that on a nes prati, the Yoytze Chalotzov make the bracha, they don't have to mention all the other places when they get to one place. It's only the Baal HaNes himself, when he gets to any of the places where a Nes happened, he has to mention all the other places. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that let's say he came to a place where a Nes happened, and he says, Baruch She'osli Nes B'mokam Zeh B'mokam Pleini B'mokam Pleini, he mentions all the places. And then even in the same day, he reaches another place where one of the Nisim happened to him. He has to make another bracha when he reaches the second place, even though he already mentioned this place earlier in the day when he was by the other place. Still, now he comes to a new place, he has to make the bracha again. Shatzin is mistopic if he has to be koilul in the new place, also the place that he was earlier on in the day, that he already made a bracha b'shem malchus. Does he have to be koil that place together with the second place that he's going to later in the day? Meister Shatzin says it's not a problem to be koilul because it's not a bracha l'batolu. You're anyways making the bracha on the second place. And at the end of the bracha, you add makam zeh. So it's not a problem of bracha levatol. Now, when you make this bracha kolelis of all the nisim, you first masker the makam where you're standing in. Baruch she'osli nes b'makam zeh. And then you add the other mekaymes. Interesting question the poskim discuss. If a person had many nisim that happened to him in one specific place, so he has to mention all of them. However, he doesn't have to mention them kefi the seder that they transpired. However, the Yosef Eimetz brings down that if one of the nisim was a bigger nes than the others, so you should be masker that nes first, similar to the din that we find in Hilchas Birchas HaPeyers that you make a bracha on the chaviv first. So since this nes was the biggest nest, you're masker this nes first. Sivav zogt mechaber al nes shel rabbi tzorich levorach kishem shu mevorach al nes shel av. Just like we saw that by a nes of a yochid, his yoytze chalotzov have to make a bracha, so too a nes of rabbi, zogt mechaber, we're talking about rabbi muvik, the Talmud has to make a bracha, baruch she'osli nes l'rebi b'mokim hazeh. However, this bracha is only the Talmud himself and not the Talmud's children in Einiklich, because they don't have a chiyuv b'chvoid rabbi shel aviyah. Zogt Ramah, Yesh Oimrim, the Hu Adinim Royo Ha'odom Shanasaloy Nes, you didn't go to a place that a Nes happened, but you see the person to whom the Nes happened, Mevarachalov Kamoisha Mevarach Alamokim Shanasaboy Hanes. Now we saw before that you don't make a bracha Shaosa Nes Vimokim Hazeh on someone that's not your father or your Rebbe. Either it's a Nes that happened to Rev Klal Yisrael, or it's a Nes that happened to you, your father or your Rebbe, or your grandfather. But you don't make brachas Anisim that happened to someone else. You make special Birchas Agoyimah for that. So what are we talking about over here when you see the other person? So Mishnah Berurah learns we're talking about such a person whom you would have to make a bracha when you come to the makom that the nes happened by them. For example, we're talking about your father or your Rabbi Muvik. So this shita holds, just like you make a bracha when you reach the place where the nes happened to your father, when you see your father, since that also causes you a simcha because he was saved al yedei nes, you make a bracha. The nusach bracha is, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kelim El-Khayidim, She'osen nes la'ovi or l'rabi. However, the Sharatzin does bring down from the Ra'ah that he held that you would make a bracha even on someone else, even though when it comes to Makam, you don't make a bracha on someone else's nes. But Rias Adam is Adif Marias Makam, and even someone else, as long as it's a person you like, you would make a bracha Baruch She'asa Lecha Nes when you see him. However, the maskan of the Sharatzin is not like that he believes you only make this bracha according to this Ramah. You only make this bracha on a person to whom you would have to make the bracha when you reach the place. For example, your father, your rabbi, then you also make a bracha when you see him. And this would be every 30 days that you see the person. Within 30 days, you don't make the bracha two times. But if you see him after 30 days from the last time you saw him before, you would again make the bracha, Baruch Shasanes La'avi, or Baruch Shasanes L'Rabbi. The Bialacha brings down that if you saw a place where an es happened to your father or to your rabbi, and you made a bracha, and then, toich shleishim yoim, from being in that place, you meet that person. So even though if you met this person now the first time, you would make a bracha according to the Ramah, but hayos, you already made a bracha on this person, b'negeya the mokim, you don't make an extra bracha now again on the person, since it's the same nes we're talking about to the same person, it's considered still toich shleishim yoim, even though you didn't see the place, toich shleishim yoim, you're seeing the person, and the person you didn't see in shleishim yoim, but it's all considered the same thing. Memela, now if you see the person a second time, toich shleishim yoim of the first time, even though 30 days already passed from the bracha that you made on the Riyas HaMokim, you also wouldn't make a new bracha. Because even though you didn't make a bracha the first time you saw him, but that was because it was a continuation of seeing the Mokim. And now you saw him within 30 days that you saw him last. Even though you didn't make a bracha the last time you saw him, still you won't make a bracha now the second time you saw him if it's within 30 days from the first time that you saw him.